This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. Very rarely, I know of a few South Carolina politicians, and I have found them, the ones I know, with a few exceptions, pretty good fellas. Pretty good fellas. One thing that it seems to escape them is both a sense of humor and an idea about how to make somebody look bad. And my next guest, he accomplished that with one bill. With one bill. Joining me now from South Carolina, he is the representative out of Lawrence County and I forgot the other county. Representative Pitts, what is it?
Greenwood.
Greenwood County, very close adjoining neighbors there, is Representative Mike Pitts. Good evening, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
Appreciate you having me on.
You got out there. Now, you're a pretty strong 2A guy, Second Amendment guy. You believe in the right to keep and bear arms. And some of your colleagues that are not like-minded here, let's see, we had, what's his name, Kempson. Kempson wants to have all kinds of new gun control. Coming up, and he registered some bills and out there, part of which are registration and some bans and some other stuff. And you got out there and decided to treat, well, you know, let's face it, the elite. You tried to treat the elite like the gun owners of South Carolina. What was your bill exactly? Explain to them what you put out there.
My bill targeted two things. It targeted the hypocrisy of the press. The media, and not all media, but the mainstream media in particular, and several things in it, just the regurgitation without checking of any facts, and the second part of it was their bias, their absolute bias against my Second Amendment rights. And what I did was took our concealed weapon permit law, transposed it to journalists, and used as the criteria for that law the journalism code of ethics. So to violate this law, they would have had to have broken their own code of ethics.
Right.
What it was called was the responsible journalism registry, and they
right.
would have had to register to be a journalist, just like I have to register to be a CWP holder.
Right.
And what my intention was to do the obvious. They were going to scream First Amendment rights, and they screamed it, and they screamed it very loudly with the journalist, dean of journalism at the University of South Carolina. Saying, how can a simpleton not understand the simplicity of the First Amendment and the language in the First Amendment and the purity of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? And that's exactly what I anticipated he would say. And my response was very simple. What do you not understand about the simplicity of the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? All 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights are very simplistic in nature, very direct in what they mean, and I reminded them that there were two Supreme Court decisions to back up not only that it is a personal right, not so you can throw the militia part out the window, it is a personal right, and it is for my defense against against an intruder or against someone meaning harm to me or my family or my friends. And it also gives me the ability, just like the Founding Fathers said very clearly in their letters back and forth, to throw off the yokes of an unbearable government or an oppressive government.
Right. Now, that got a lot of national headlines, too, besides here locally, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It went national very quickly. It went national much faster than I thought it would. And what I had a plan. I put the bill out, and then I wouldn't talk to journalists, local newspapers, radio stations, TV stations, for 24 hours. Then I granted an interview to two newspapers, one on each end of the state. And then I did not respond to any further interviews until people started picking up and doing what I said, regurgitating without checking facts. The first two newspaper reporters, the two originals, had not read the bill when they called me. So I asked them, what are you talking about? Tell me what's in it. Of course, they couldn't. So they finally wrote their articles. Then the radio stations locally started picking up on it and blasted me for being a communist. And that it goes national, and the next thing I know, Shepard Smith on the fair and balanced Fox News puts up a picture of Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is, and I become him. I'm the dictator of North Korea trying to take away everybody's freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and everything else in the First Amendment. And he got everything. He regurgitated the Charleston, South Carolina newspaper's article and never checked the facts. So he had several things totally wrong. And I proved my point that there's a bias against the Second Amendment, that there's a bias and a slant in the mainstream news media, and that they have an agenda. They don't report, they editorialize. And that's why I told the reporters at a press conference. On Tuesday, I finally held a press conference and talked to all of them. But by that point, they had begun to realize through some of the not-so-mainstream media pointing out the fact that the Second Amendment was just as pure as the First Amendment, and they had been had. Even the Washington Post wrote an article that I had trolled the media and hooked them.
Successfully trolled them, too. That's the thing.
Well, I had to have a grandkid explain to me what trolling is.
Yeah, yeah, well. Being told in the chat room that if you come to Indiana, there's some people that will buy you dinner for that one.
Well, there, I know what trolling for fish is.
Right.
I didn't know what
that's trawling for fish. The trolling is an internet term, and that's for you basically are yanking somebody's chain.
Right.
You were yanking their chain. Oh, yeah.
I did a good job of it without even knowing what I was doing, I guess,
yeah.
Or the term for what I was doing.
Yeah, you got a hold of the chain in both hands and pulled hard, and they responded. We're gonna keep Representative Pitts because Representative Pitts is in a unique position. I very rarely get to speak to a pure Second Amendment enforcer in state government because my state government, in a lot of ways, and you know, you don't have to answer this right now, I think you exist in Little Chicago, South Carolina, down there at the State House. So if you will hold on through the break, we're going to talk some more about some things that I hear in the state and everything. But this is the guy that took the mainstream media and shook. He rattled their cage so bad that they were chasing their own tail. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-807-4048. I live in the state of South Carolina, and there's a lot of people that look at South Carolina and think, oh, wow, those guys ride around there with guns hanging out the windows while they're drinking their Lone Star beer or their Coors Light or whatever. Not exactly true. Not exactly true. Although occasionally I do run across a legislator that is both both gets it and tries to do something with it. And that's very important. Knowing what's right versus trying to do what's right is very important to me. And I'm joined now by South Carolina Representative Mike Pitts out of Lawrence and Greenwood County. Just out of curiosity, Representative Pitts, were you related to the Pitts family out of Joanna?
Just relatives. All the Pitts in my area of the world came from two brothers, and it filtered down from generation and generation, and those are the set. The Joanna, Clint, and Newberry's are from one set of Pitts, and the Lawrence, Greenwood, and Anderson come from the other set, the other brother.
I had an Uncle Ben Pitts and my Aunt Maggie that married into the Pitts family out of Joanna. Unfortunately, no longer with us, so. Cool. This world gets smaller and smaller. Now, you're getting out there and ripping them a new rectal orifice in the pressa side. In South Carolina, is it safe for me to look at you as one Second Amendment aficionado to another and say, we have a very muddled Second Amendment set of laws in place?
That would be a vast understatement.
Yeah. In my capacity with what I do, I used to work for Gun Owners of America, and Larry Pratt was convinced that when he came down and was trying to help us, I got him to endorse Lee Bright when they were trying to primary Lindsey.
Right.
And I told him when he came down here, I said, Larry, now you can go and endorse it, Lee Bright, all you want to, but believe me, it isn't going to matter because the state GOP wants Lindsey to be the senator. But he came down anyway and did it. It was sort of an odd thing for him because of his preconceived notion of what South Carolina is. My first question to you, as a concealed carry holder, when I was working for Gun Owners of America, I would get death threats all the time. One time I had a group of Islamic people in Colombia, the Islamic mosque down the street there on Gervais.
Right.
I did a show at WOIC about Sharia law, and very shortly after that I was getting told I was going to get my head sawed off. So,
And I got the same kind of threats, during the Confederate flag debates here in South Carolina.
Right. So, having said that, when I like Georgia. You know, one third of the state border is with Georgia. We've only got three. We can go to the Atlantic where I can carry my gun in the Atlantic. We can go to North Carolina where I can carry my gun in North Carolina. We can go to Georgia where I can't carry my gun because there's some of your colleagues think getting one box of Burritz trains them to be Audie Murphy, Wyatt Earp, and Clint Eastwood all in one. And we don't have reciprocity with Georgia. Is anything like that? Do I have anything like that to look forward to in my future?
Well, we're trying. There's a bill on the table, or it's actually in the Senate. We passed it out of the House that just simply said reciprocity with Georgia, period. That was Bill Hickson's bill, representative out of Aiken, South Carolina. And he came to me and said, I have a terrible problem down here, North Augusta, which is in South Carolina and in Georgia.
Right.
is a city divided that you can carry in part of the city and can't carry in the other part.
Right.
With either of the two CWPs. And he said, what should I do? I said, well, you're never going to get reciprocity with Georgia through our current system because it requires that they have the same level of training, quote unquote, that we have in South Carolina. And he says, so what do I do? I said, well, if you really want reciprocity with Georgia, just say that and say it in a bill. There shall be reciprocity with Georgia. And that's what he did, and we passed it out of the House. Unfortunately, it's in the Senate and going nowhere at the moment.
Is that because of Larry Martin?
Well, I don't know specifically that it's because of Larry Martin. I think Larry is, he's scared to death of any gun bill right now because he's afraid that when the gun bill comes up, someone will put an amendment on it for open carry. And that scares him. Or constitutional what? Carry, either one. So
right. And but see, here's the thing about that, okay? First of all, he's my senator. He has told me before that we've gotten along quite well, and we're going to cover open carry and constitutional carry in just a second. But the reciprocity thing, really right now, unless they pass that, unless the Senate passes that and it becomes law in South Carolina, the only answer you can give this guy in Augusta is go to a gun shop and get the Utah permit.
That's right. That's correct.
Isn't that pretty stupid in this era of everything else that we've got, to where we're looking here and we're saying to ourselves, we're saying that we train our people here. Now, you're a shooter. 50 rounds of bullets, is that training somebody? The shooting at a target the size of the rear end of a Volkswagen, is that training?
Well, my statement from the House floor was we deny people or we force people to take the CWP training course that carried a firearm for 20 years in the military or for 20 or 25 years as a police officer.
Right.
Those guys took more training, and I was both. I was a soldier and a cop, right? I took more training in the course of my boot camp than heck. I took more training from my grandfathers than I got in the CWP course. Let me put it that way.
You know, what they're doing in the CWP class is qualifying. They're not training. In the military, you train for 2.5-3 weeks prior to qualifying. They do have the qualifying.
That's right.
In the military. But, I mean, it's everything up to that day. There's weeks preceding that day of very intense, you know, 10 hours a day training. Now, that's training. Getting in there, all the CWP class that I ever took taught me was, it tried to teach me how to have the mindset to kill somebody, and 7 hours of it was to tell me where I couldn't carry a gun.
Well,
hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. See, I could get all jacked up about this. I just lose myself in the time. My guest this hour from the South Carolina State House, U.S. or State Representative Mike Pitts. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Representative Mike Pitts out of South Carolina from Lawrence and Greenwood counties, upstate of South Carolina. We were talking reciprocity. I asked Larry Martin when he was, because I told him I wanted that as one of his constituents, and I said, have you guys managed to look at the incidence of revocation in Georgia? How many of those permits that you say are not trained and vetted as well as they are here in South Carolina get revoked? Which he couldn't answer that for me. And here's my question, because you say that, and I know that he's very much against open carry. Does he not look outside of the state? Does anybody there in the state General Assembly look outside the state at the 40-some-odd states that have provisions for open carry in Virginia, where they just had we just lost and then got back reciprocity with Virginia? But we didn't need reciprocity with Virginia because we could just go across the border, tuck in our shirt, and we were legal.
Well, that's true in some other states, and I hunt in the western states quite often, and you can walk in the grocery store in a lot of those states and see someone with a handgun strapped on.
Right.
It's yes. The answer to your question is there are people in the General Assembly and both bodies that look at other states and how things work in other states. And we pass a lot of bills out of the House that die in the Senate. And gun issues are one of those. We passed Vermont carry in South Carolina before in the House. But
right.
Never went anywhere in the Senate. I passed a bill through last year. Well, we did. It was my bill that gave concealed constitutional carry.
Right.
And we got it over there, and I doubt it's going anywhere either. But the real fear that I hear is open carry, and no, they don't. They really don't understand it.
Well, I mean, if I listen to the people that are against it, they're telling me that our law enforcement here in South Carolina are not smart enough to discern who's a bad guy and who is a good guy. Now, are bad guys running around down in Five Points with guns strapped on their hips and their shirts tucked neatly in? Have I been missing something? I used to hang out there all the time when I was doing my show down there. Historically, the criminal element are the concealed carriers. And now it's become us. Now, and the last time they were considering constitutional carry, our caveat would have been it would have all had to have been concealed, wouldn't it? We would have been the only state that had permitless carry to where it had to be concealed.
That's correct.
Well, I mean, has anybody, when you guys are having these debates and everything, has anybody gotten out there and explained how having your shirt covering a gun makes it less lethal than being able to see that gun? And I'll tell you, I'll tell you the way I would work. Most states that have open carry do have concealed carry. I would still want to have my permit, and I would still conceal carry, even if I had the right to carry open, simply because I prefer concealed carry. I do. And it wouldn't be one of these things that was adopted all over the place to where you had some 115-pound, 5'2" woman walking out there with a 5-inch long, a foot-long pistol rod strapped to her leg or something. Lots of people carry guns all the time in South Carolina. How many permits are there? Right at 300,000?
A little over.
And how many of us actually get out there and commit a crime?
Very, very few. At one point, we had the last 5-year stretch I had seen, there had not been a revocation because of a crime committed with a firearm in those 5 years by a CWP holder.
Well, I mean, in most cases, from what my understanding is, I'm more likely to be wanting to look at a pair of shoes and flash my gun and maybe get taken outside for that by the cops, which I would just simply go outside with the cops, I'm a law-abiding citizen. And I'm more likely to do something like that. I mean, in Texas, they figured out that if you didn't have a concealed carry permit in Texas, you're 8 times as likely to commit a crime as a concealed carry permit holder, to include law enforcement.
Well, and I don't doubt that at all. And I'm with you. I carry concealed, and it comes from a lifetime of our career as a police officer and hours of training in weapons retention. And that's one of the reasons I prefer to carry. I prefer people not to know whether I'm carrying or not. But you're right. Well, that's one reason. The second reason I prefer to carry concealed is, a lot of people are afraid of a gun. They don't have any opposition to me having one, but they have a fear of them. And I don't see the necessity of me creating or adding to their paranoia simply if I can conceal it. But you're right. You're absolutely right. In states that have open carry, they don't have a problem with it. They don't have the problems that the opponents throw on the table consistently. And it's always the same. It's the same scenario. It's a gunfight at the mall with 20 innocent bystanders being killed. Well, we had one of those incidents in Columbia this past week, except that instead of a mall, it was a barbershop.
And see, most of the time what they're talking about is that crossfire, that dreaded crossfire, too, because you had multiple concealed carrier citizens there that engaged and killed only the bad guy.
That's true. And in that barbershop, you had, in those close quarters of a barbershop, you had women, children, a number of patrons in there, and the only people that got shot were the bad guys when the good guys pulled their guns.
You know, I've always volunteered to bring. I can bring people from the NRA that have defended criminal or defensive shootings. I can bring Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. I swim in this every day, and I've always volunteered to come down there and present evidence because of all the empirical studies that have been done regarding this kind of thing, and I've never been taken up on it.
Well, I'll be happy to take you up on it.
You feel free.
But the issue is not in the house. The issue, we could pass open carry out of the house.
Right.
But it would never get a hearing in the Senate.
Because of Larry Martin. Well, I mean, Larry is a Republican, and there's how many Democrats sitting on the Judiciary Committee?
I don't know the exact number, but a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, he has plenty of, and I think, what, there's Katrina Sheehy and Corbin, and who else is on there with him? Maybe Clemens and your usual suspects that are fairly conservative people. But we're coming up on the last break. Let me get you to get ready to hold one more time. We're talking about the very muddled set of circumstances in which I operate on a daily basis here in South Carolina. My guest is U.S. Representative Mike Pitts. He just got done trolling what turned out to be the entirety of the mainstream media, and he even swept up some of the so-called conservatives at Fox News with it. It was pretty good. It's sort of like getting some dolphins in the tuna nets. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Friday night, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour from the upstate of South Carolina, from the South Carolina General Assembly is State Representative Mike Pitts. One thing I need to tell you, Representative Pitts, is that very shortly this show will be at WORD. Then me and you can have some fun.
I look forward to it.
There you go. Okay, so is the only senator in the U.S. in the state senate that's opposed to the open carry, Larry Martin, or are there others? Is there a senator in the state senate that is like you, that is that stalwart Second Amendment guy that's out there that just hasn't made enough noise yet that maybe we could poke him and get him active?
Oh, he's active. That would be Lee Bright. But
Lee Bright.
The issue is Senator Martin controls or is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, so a bill's not going to be heard unless he assigns it.
Does he understand, or does anybody up there understand, I mean, in the Senate, when you talk to the guys in the Senate, how many of them are out there just gnashing their teeth, going, we can't get anything past him? Does everything have to go through the Judiciary Committee? Can it not be in the general?
No, the way it's structured, any bill has to go through one of the standing full committees, and they would assign it to a subcommittee, and that subcommittee hears it. From that point, it moves up, back up, if it passes, to the full committee, and then from there to the House floor or Senate floor. Both bodies work the same. The difference in the Senate is one senator can put his name on a bill and hold that bill up at any point. So Senator Kempson, like you spoke of earlier, he can put his name on a bill and hold that bill up, even if it's on the calendar for second reading on the Senate floor. So you've got several things can happen in the Senate that can't happen in the House. And that's why it's easier for us to pass legislation and get it out.
So would it basically, I mean, are we talking there needs to be a rules change in the Senate in order to try to get something to work? Or
yes, there definitely needs to be rule changes in the Senate. And a growing number of senators realize that they passed one bill this entire session. And that's it. So it...
That's not one.
It's awfully aggravating to work your butt off and get a bill out of the House over to the Senate and have someone pick it up and try to carry it and maybe get it out of committee and all the way to the floor and then have one senator PO'd about something not even relating to that bill, put his name on it and stall it.
Put the kibosh to it.
Yep. And, you know, we once polled constitutional right to hunt and fish, which
right.
was a bill I sponsored, and we polled it to see where we were because the antis were attacking in four states that bill was running in. And they polled South Carolina, and we polled it as well. And if you're in the upstate, the people support hunting well over 90%. When you move to the Midlands, it drops down to the high 80s. When you get to the coast, it drops down to the high 70s. When you look at gun issues, it's the same type fade as you move from the upstate toward the coast. And then when you get to the holy city of Charleston, it drops well down into 60%.
The holy city. Which is still a majority, though. It's still a majority.
It is. That's 95, I-95 dissecting our state from north to south runs parallel to the coast. And we grew 1 million people in this state in the last census. And we're a state of a little over 5 million people. So we grew one-fifth of our population in a decade. And the vast majority of that growth was along the coast, with a huge portion of it being in the Charleston area.
But, I mean, let's look at what kind of industry is coming here. We got PTR Industries. You got FN right down the street from where you work that makes the majority of the guns, the long guns, happening in the military today. It's becoming, and there's quite a few ammunition manufacturers here. There's quite a few smaller weapons manufacturers here. It's becoming sort of a place to go because we are a right-to-work state, but at the same time we have this log jam when it comes to the individual right. Is should the next movement that gets taken up when you're going out there and you're trying to get the activists and trying to go get the South Carolina Policy Council to get involved and all these other people, should it be to change rules in the Senate?
That would be, if I said one thing could get the people's wishes changed into law in the state of South Carolina, the one thing we need to change would be the rules in the Senate. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Who would be the ascending senator were Larry Martin to be deposed in his next election? Who would be taking it over, do you know? Would it be another guy? I supported him. I was tired of having lawyers there. And then when we were talking this whole Second Amendment thing, he told me over the phone, Second Amendment don't tell you that you can carry what you want, when you want, wherever you want. And he also told me that hadn't had a open carry since, and this was the last sentences we were speaking to each other. He told me we haven't had open carry for the last 150 years. And I said, so since the Reconstruction, so we're going to go by the rules and regulations since the Reconstruction. Why do we even need you and the rest of the General Assembly if we're just going to coast? And then he hung up on me.
The problem, senators, the ones filing all the anti-gun legislation and
right.
the ones that will put their names on any bill that promotes open carry, if Larry Martin heard and got open carry out of the judiciary to the Senate floor, Kempson and the Charleston legislators and the black legislators, with the exception of maybe one, would all put their name on that bill.
And it wouldn't even get up for a vote?
No, it would not come up for a vote.
Yeah, okay, I know what I'm going to be doing starting next week. I know who I'm going to be calling.
And you would have some people on your side very quickly because the young guns in the Senate, no pun intended, but the young guns in the Senate want that rule change.
Well, I guess I do, too. So right now we're basically at an impasse. There's not going to be any anti-gun legislation passed, and there's not going to be any pro-gun legislation passed, and maybe they'll get a second bill passed sometime this year.
Maybe.
Okay.
But there will, as long as Greg Delaney is the chairman of the House Judiciary, you won't see anti-gun legislation passed, I can tell you that.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to know somebody's out there. There's just, do you know Kate and Dawson?
I do.
Are you a fan?
In some ways, in some.
My problem with Caton is that he thinks just talking is all you got to do, and he'll say whatever he wants to say whenever he wants to say it. And I am being asked before you go, what do you think will happen with the Sharia law bill?
It passed the House, headed to the Senate. again, I have no idea. In the Senate, one senator can put his name on it and hold it. So, and this year being an election year,
we got a bunch of people like diversity there. Anyway, I will look. I'm going to be in touch anytime you, whenever something is coming up, you ever want to go pro gun on something, I'll call you later on next week, and I'll give you the number to get a hold of me whenever you want, and I will bring the war for you. I'll bring you the war to the House.
Well, it's good to have you at Word, and look forward to that.
That's coming. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Stay safe. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.